In Baghdad Wednesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told the Iraqi people that coalition forces are there to help create stability and security so that the Iraqis can form their own government. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld promised the United States will help the Iraqi people make the transition, in his words, from tyranny to freedom by helping them take control of their country and create a new government. His message to the Iraqi people was recorded at one of Saddam Hussein's palaces, which is now the headquarters of U.S.-led military forces in Iraq. It was to be broadcast to the Iraqi people on a U.S. military radio station. In the statement, Mr. Rumsfeld promised coalition forces would stay only as long as necessary and not a day longer. Later, he addressed U.S. troops in the Iraqi capital, praising them for rescuing a nation.
You've liberated a people, you've deposed a cruel dictator, and you have ended his threat to free nations. You've braved death squads and dust storms, and unlike many armies in the world, you came not to conquer, not to occupy, but to liberate. And the Iraqi people know this. You've unleashed events that will unquestionably shape the course of this country, a fate of a people, and very likely affect the future of this entire region.
The defense secretary suggested the campaign to take Baghdad may be remembered as the fastest in modern-day military history. But he also said the U.S. military's work in Iraq is far from over.
The remnants of that regime needs to be removed from every corner of this country. We still have to find and deal with the remaining elements of the former regime. We have to root out and eliminate terrorist networks operating in this country. We have to help Iraqis restore their basic services. And we have to help provide conditions of stability and security so that the Iraqi people can form an interim government, and then ultimately a free Iraqi government, based on political freedom, individual liberty, and the rule of law.
Mr. Rumsfeld called on Iraqis to help capture senior members of the former ruling Ba'ath Party to ensure their influence is completely removed. He also said foreign fighters in Iraq must be captured, saying they are attempting to hijack the country. The defense secretary is the highest-ranking U.S. administration official to visit Baghdad since U.S.-led forces took the city 3 weeks ago. From Baghdad, Mr. Rumsfeld is expected to travel to Afghanistan, where U.S. forces carried out a similar liberation operation in late 2001. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.